Hugh O'Connell, just moving on ever so slightly, several vulnerable groups in Irish life are being left behind in poverty, and that's a political choice. So says an alliance of 70 civil society organisations who are calling on the government to appoint a future generations commissioner. This claim, in a new report out this afternoon, what does it say and who is it from? What is it exactly?
Yeah, it's from the Coalition 2030, and it's... a report on Ireland's sustainable development goals, that it's basically saying that you know, we need to do more, that we need to appoint this commissioner that could oversee the state's obligations in respect of the sustainable development goals, and it basically says that we're not doing enough at this point in time. So I think the commissioner is kind of the headline recommendation that I think from their perspective, they see it as someone who could drive change and force the government into doing this. I'd be kind of sceptical about that, because we see that, you know, there's a lot of commissioners, and we were talking about a regulator a minute ago, but these kind of people, that, you know, they can put pressure on the government, they can do reports that can be damning of government activity in these areas, but it doesn't necessarily force the kind of change that is needed. So I just wonder whether or not it would have the impact that the Coalition 2030 are suggesting.
Yeah, the report states the worsening of poverty rates. It's clearly never the intention of policymakers. However, these are outcomes more likely to occur when policy decisions are not guided by human rights principles. Mark McSharry, how would you correct that?
Yeah, I mean, it's back to, it's a little bit of what Hugh says. You know, the last thing we need is another quango, another commissioner, another group that the minister can say, well, that's a matter for the Coalition 2030 commissioner. What we need is governments and political parties to assume the authority, the executive authority they're elected to hold. Sadly, we have a set piece in this country. And for me, it started in 2004 after the 2004 Health Act that established the HSE, which was, let's subcontract everything so that we can maintain plausible deniability. And in fact, the officials need it now as well. So the officials come up with the plan, then they write out a list of terms of reference which prescribe a guaranteed outcome, and then they subcontract it out to the corporate consultancy complex.
At the same time,
independent report is blamed for everything.
Patrick.
So it's an abdication of responsibility.
It's not part of it was an abdication. It's not just an abdication of responsibility. Part of it was a distrust of politics.
Politicians are elected. You don't get to decide. Sorry, we're distrusted. So therefore, I'm distrusted. So therefore, I'm going to get KPMG or PwC.
But if this is a report by civic society organisations.
No, a lot of these decisions
saying that. The government didn't ask them for the report. The point I'm making is, if governments assume the executive authority and take a few decisions, which your texter said earlier, to take some action like these people are rightly calling for to inform the public policy debate, then we might make progress. But as things stand, you know, Eamon Ryan, how many advisors is there? Many reports to the Commission from PwC, KPMG. I mean, what is the role of the Green Party?
Let Patrick Costello respond. You're throwing a lot there, Mark. Patrick Costello.
No. But when the HSE was created, part of it was about to remove political interference. And there is an element
Mark, please, for a second.
There is an element where politicians will make decisions in their own interest or their constituency's self-interest. And, you know, for better or worse, some of the decisions politicians have made over the past have been very bad ones. And decisions have been taken away from us deliberately. And it is a problem. And it is. I do agree with you.
Who took the decisions away?
I do.
Who takes the decisions away?
I do agree with you that it is a problem and it is causing a lack of executive. But to simply say it's an abdication
of responsibility
is wrong. The
minister of the day under the Ministers and Secretaries Act. They are elected to hold that power. They're supposed to be held account by the Dáil. And I have to say, governments for the last 20 years have treated the Dáil and the Seanad with absolute contempt.
But one issue raised in this report, Patrick, is the traveller community, for instance. We've heard lots of statements in the Dáil given an ethnic minority status, but yet this report highlights how they still don't have suitable accommodation, education, how 13.5% of the homeless population are travellers. These are well-worn issues, and yet there's no change. So how do you correct that?
Well, I think all we have to do is look what happened to Eileen Flynn. when she was speaking in the Shannon about her treatment in a taxi recently, and to see that that's absolutely true. There was a community activist working with travellers in my area who told me that there were some young men he was trying to find work placements for to volunteer to work for free, and no one would take them. They couldn't even give their labour away. And when, you know, they are facing barriers like that, it's unsurprising that things are absolutely right. Or that this report is absolutely right in what it says.
Jennifer Whitmore, is it ultimately a political choice that the groups perhaps highlighted in this report, that perhaps they may not matter as much when it comes to votes for some politicians? Is this a political choice?
I think everything that we see and the deliverability or non-deliverability is a political choice. I mean, that government is there to govern. And I think that oftentimes government listens to voices that it shouldn't necessarily be listened to. I think it's led quite out of balance by the large corporates, by the large businesses. And I don't think that they listen. And I think, to those quieter voices, so perhaps minority groups, people with disabilities, people have so much, that have so much going on in their own lives that they don't have the time to lobby and have that energy to actually force government to do things. And I do think it's a political choice that government makes. I think we'll see if you look at all the different groups that are most vulnerable to poverty. You're talking about disability groups, you're talking about lone parents, you're talking about minority groups. These are groups that traditionally wouldn't have the same access to government TDs as other groups, and particularly business groups.
What of child poverty? You brought forward the motion, one of the first things you did when you were elected as a TD. Can you disprove Mark McSharry's theory about the efficacy of the Dáil? Did it lead to anything?
No, unfortunately it didn't. I mean, as you said, it was one of the first motions that I brought forward in my role as spokesperson for children. And it's my belief that if you get things right for children, that you tend to get it right for the rest of society. Children, if you protect those, the flow on from that is good for all our communities. And that's why I focused on that motion. And unfortunately, government went against the motion. They didn't listen to it. And now we have the Taoiseach, 3 years later, talking about a child poverty unit within his department, which is exactly what I had been proposing 3 years ago. So if he'd actually done it 3 years ago, we might be seeing results at this point.
Mark McSharry, it was one of the first things he did when he was re-elected Taoiseach. Leo Varadkar was mentioned that. Can anything be done to alleviate an issue such as child poverty, as highlighted in this report, in the short term?
Yes, of course it can. But it needs tangible action. And it needs people who take responsibility and accountability for their actions. And so much of it comes down to that. If nobody is in charge, if nobody is accountable, nothing will ever get done.
Patrick?
I think there's a fear of making the wrong decision. And I'm not saying this is right, but I think there is a fear of making the wrong decision.
So let's make none.
And that's what happens. And yeah. we have a scoping exercise to inform the review that will ground the pilot, that will provide important research, that will provide feedback, and then there's another election. And Sir Humphrey is the only one who wins.
Yeah.
But
briefly.
Can I just say, just in relation to travellers, I mean, the Eileen Flint story told us something about some people in this country who just inherently dislike, distrust, and are frankly racist against travellers. And we saw that in the 2018 presidential election when how many people voted for Peter Casey?
Yes.
Finished second. So look, that's a reality that we haven't really confronted, I think, in this country, that people feel a certain way. Some people, a lot of people, feel a certain way about travellers, and it informs their attitudes towards them. And it's the reason why politicians... there's no votes in it for them. It's the reason why you have Fine Gael politicians, for example, objecting to traveller accommodation in their constituency. That's stories we've had in the past about
well,
that.
Well, the Coalition 2030 group...
That's something we need to deal with.
...tweeting to us there. Important to note that a future generations commissioner will need to have a statutory footing. What we want is action and joined-up policy implementation focused on those who are the furthest behind. Suspiog, back in a moment.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.